Happy October. How are we doing? It is a brand new month. I feel like I was just filming one of these. But we're here. We're back again. Hello. How are you? How have you been? It's been a couple weeks since the last time we talked, so I hope you're all doing well. I'm doing better. I'm doing better in some areas of life. My depression has definitely gone a lot better since the last time we've talked, but my life likes to do this thing where it like can't settle down, like not even for like half a second. So the last like week, my whole world just kind of like flipped upside down and then like spun and then got just like put right back together, and I was just supposed to pretend like, you know, nothing happened. So it's been a crazy couple of days. I've made a lot of impulsive decisions this past week. Like, I almost up and moved to a different state, like overnight, like just because I had a thought like that. I got about 40 minutes from home before I was like, this is a really dumb idea, go home. And so, you know, I went home, and that night, because, like, I'd packed up my PCs, so, like, all of my computer stuff, all my wires, everything was in the, like, my whole life, like, I even packed my printer, my whole life was in the trunk of my car. I was booking it out of there. I was like, okay, whatever, like, I hate life, let's go. And then I was like, Bella, you're in college, like, where are you going? So, you know, came home, and then I was like, oh, fuck, I gotta, like, put my PC back together and whatever and whatnot, and I go, you know what, I looked at my desk, and I was like, I really hate my desk, and I sold it that night to one of my family friends, so I didn't have a desk for about 3 days, and then I went on Amazon, and I bought a new desk, and I also bought this, like, fancy thing, because I have carpet in my room, and, you know, I can't have my PC on carpet, because, you know, they need the airflow, and so there's this cool little thing I bought off Amazon, where it, like, it holds your PC, and then it's, like, this cute little shelf that matches my desk, and then it can hold my printer on top. And it's really not that fancy, but when I tell you it blew my mind. So it all came today. I built it all today, and I put it all together. It took me, like, 2 hours to, like, put all the shit together. Like, and just my PC to put all that back together, just because there's so much to it, and it took probably like 2 hours to build the desk and the other thing. So like I've been busy. And you know, my cable management doesn't look like it's managed, but believe me, I know where everything is. Like, you're not gonna see it. And it's really not that bad, but it's really not that great. From the angle, I'm sitting on my floor. I was about to film, like, you know, a funny little not NSFW audio, but I've realized I've gotten kind of camera shy. You know, and it's like, I don't know, I get really self-conscious when it comes down to filming those videos, but it's just like, I kind of have to like realize, I'm like, really, you know, you guys don't really care. I mean, like, you care, but like, you're not going to hear the things that I'm hating. So it's like, I kind of just have to shove, like, I feel like the best way to explain how I make myself film those is I feel like there's like two of me, like in my head, there's two of me, and like, the one who's, like, sitting at the microphone is like, oh, okay, I'm scary. And then there's another me being, like, shoving me into, like, a hole. And it's, like, being, like, you're not coming out of this hole until you finish. And so that's what it's like to film these audios. And I know it's not going to be like this forever. Because when I first started my channel, like, hearing myself was the most disgusting thing in the world. And now hearing myself behave like that is not the most disgusting thing in the world. It's just taking a lot of getting used to. And then, you know, I live with my family, and they like to be up at odd hours of the night, and I refuse to film if I know they're awake just right upstairs above me. So I always end up having to wait until like 4 in the morning. Like, I'm filming this at 2:40 in the morning. So yeah, it's also my way of procrastinating, you know, filming. I also have a really hard time, like, acting with these, just because I improv these, just because I'm terrified to use a script because I'm terrified to credit it wrong and, like, you know, just do that whole thing. And, you know, my sexual experience is fairly limited, you know, like, I've had my experiences, you know, I went through high school, you know, I had a couple, you know, experiences, but it's not, like, that interesting, like, at all. It was actually all very lame. So I'm really basing this also off of, like, you know, what I've seen on, like, naughty websites and, like, what I feel like would happen in my head and versus what's happened. Like, because, like, I'll be honest, all of my sexual experiences have been awkward. Like, if, like, I went through most of high school, like, single. So, like, I never, not with a boyfriend, no. Anyway, we're gonna move on from my sex life, okay? So, I don't know what to say. And it also, like, feels weird because, like, I hate a bunch of the sexual terms. Like, I'm not gonna say it just because, you know, we have, I hope everyone here is 18 plus. And even if you're not subscribed in the NSFW tier, because, you know, this is just that kind of place. So if you're not 18, I love you so much, and I'd really like it if you, like, I don't know, but someone's dad did end up messaging me, because they were 14, and subscribed to NSFW tier. Dad was super chill about it. He was like, no, because I feel like parents would get mad at me for that, because, you know, like, I've seen it on the internet where, like, parents are getting mad at the creator, but, like, the dad was like, no, he shouldn't be doing this, please, like, block him. And I was like, no, bestie, I got you. So, you know, it's, I don't know, I'm very talkative right now. Anyway, I'm procrastinating filming because I don't know how to speak, is essentially what I'm saying. But spooky season, here's the question. Do you guys still dress up? Like, you know, like, I dressed up last year. Like, I have younger siblings, so, like, they like to dress up, and, you know, so I dress up with them, but, like, obviously as I've gotten older, like, my costume, like, slowly turned to just, like, drawing whiskers on my face and becoming a cat, or, like, I don't know, doing some fancy makeup and just wearing, like, t-shirt and jeans. But last year I did go all out. I was Superwoman last year, and I was in a little sexy costume that I should have not been wearing at 17, and I should not have walked around my neighborhood wearing that, but I did, and somehow my mom allowed me. So it wasn't like lingerie, so don't think that. It was just very, I don't know, I feel like it was very, like, cinchy and curvy and short. Like, I feel like you'd wear that to, like, a club, like, Halloween night at the club. But, I wore it. And so this year, I've kind of been, like, planning it out. I have a couple different costumes that I want to do because, you know, I don't know, 18, I feel like, you know, I want to, for no reason, 18 feels like a great year to dress up. And so I wanted to be a princess, okay? And so I bought, like, bridal crowns, and they're tiaras. They're so cool. Like, I'll be honest, the day I got it, because I got two different ones. The day I got the second one, because it was, like, my favorite, I put it on and I wore it around my house just because it felt cool. And, like, my hair that day was, like, perfect for it. And I will not lie to you, I did wear it around the house for a couple hours. I was also not the only one home. I had my youngest brother home, and he's, like, little, so, like, he had no idea that I did that. So, like, no one really knows that I did that except now me and you, so we're really bonding right now. I walked around, I put on a dress, I put on high heels and everything. Like, I literally just cleaned my kitchen dressed up as a princess. And it really felt good, I'm not gonna lie to you. I played some, like, Billie Eilish, and, you know, if anyone would have walked in on me, it would have been a very interesting scene. But the only thing that saw me was my cats. And they already think I'm, like, a little weird anyway. So I started college, and it was very eventful. I got dropped from one of my classes on accident because I forgot to turn everything in. It was very stressful. I'm back in the class now. Math is it's not that hard, okay? It's just a lot of work. And I hate math, like, with a fiery passion. Like, I'm studying to get an English degree, And math is my worst enemy. Like, I wish I could be one of those people who's like, okay, yeah, I'm really good with words, but I'm also decent at math. No, like, I suck at math. And it's mainly because I second guess myself. And I'm sure a lot of you probably do not care about my math skills, but they're bad. But it's week, I just finished like all of like the week zero and week one modules and stuff like that. And, you know, I'm getting it for the most part, which is very like good for me because I never got math growing up. Cause like growing up, like during like the, like, I know there's people from all over. Like my fourth year, so fourth grade to middle school, so like seventh or eighth grade, so a year, I moved around a lot. Like I moved states and like the curriculum's different, like from like, you know, county to county and then, you know, like state to state especially. So like the whole time, like we were learning like the whole like, oh, this will be the foundation of math for the rest of your like life, whatever. I moved around. Like I never learned how to do fractions. Like I never memorized like my multiplication tables, which, you know, granted, I probably should have done a lot earlier than like fifth grade, but I didn't. And I really tried because I was always an academic overachiever because I was considered gifted in like third grade. And like, I was just like pining for my parents, like, wow, we're really opening up. I was really pining for, you know, my parents to be proud of me. So, I was trying to be an overachiever and it really wasn't working. And now I just beat myself up over it, because, you know, mental health. So, moral of this story is college is hard and I'm bad at math, but I'm not doing terrible right now. But I promise you, it probably won't last long, knock on wood. Because if it can last, I'd love it to. But, you know, whatever. Anyway, I went to Target today. Not because I need... Okay, I have a spending problem, I'm not going to lie. Like, I go to Target and it's hard for me to leave with nothing. And it's not, like, crazy. Like, sometimes I'll just buy, like, two things that are, like, $20. But, like, I go to Target and, like, my friends literally have to, like, pull me away from the book section. Like, it's bad because books, they're expensive, and the thing is I want a lot of them. And I wish I was kidding. My friends try to avoid the book aisle like the plague when they're with me, because they know if I see it, I'm going to it and I'll be there for a while. And it's like, genuinely, we'll go to Target and I'll see it and I'll go, and they'll set a timer, a 5-minute timer, and they'll just hover and they'll be like, okay Belle, you have 4 minutes, you have 4 minutes and 30 seconds, you have 3 minutes and 30 seconds, you know, you have 3 minutes, you know, you have two, and you know, all the way down, like literally. And then the last minute they're like 59 50, like stressing me the hell out. And I just want to read some books. But I got gifted a Kindle, and let me tell you, that has saved me a lot of time in the book aisle, but it's also consumed a lot of time because I have read so many books. Like, here, I'm gonna pull up my Kindle and I will tell you how many books I've completed, because there have been a couple that I haven't completed and I just like got like almost done and I didn't like it. Okay, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11, 12, 13, 14, 15, and I'm reading like three at the same time right now. So, and I have had this Kindle for, I think, a little bit, like, just over a month now. So, yeah, that's taken up a lot of my time, too. And I know, in my last ramble, I said I was gonna get to posting more. And I really want to. I really do. I'm just having trouble with ideas. Because, genuinely, I'll go to record, and all that will come out of my mouth, and maybe this is, like, me just projecting, but all that will come out of my mouth and all that I can think of is just like insecurity comfort, which is like weird because I don't feel insecure, you know? So I don't know why this is the only thing like I can channel into like creation right now, but it's like I can only do so many comfort videos. Like I feel like I just did one, and so I feel like the video that went out tonight, oh, it's still uploading to page. Okay, I'm uploading a video and recording and it's a complicated, but I think they'll come out on the same night this is. If not, it's coming. It's on its way. Or it's already out. I don't know. There's a video, okay? And I'm making this so confusing for no reason. I feel like the video I just made is similar to the comfort video I just put out. So, and obviously, you know, you can only do the same thing so many times. And, you know, after 2 years, my channelversary, that happened too. And I totally forgot. Like, the end of the night, that night came, and I look at the clock and I go, holy shit, it's my channelversary. And so I tweeted something late at night, and I was like, I was going to stream today. And I was, in fact, not even close to home. So that didn't happen. And, you know, it won't now. But I forgot what I was saying before this. So, oh, Target. That's what I was talking about. I went to Target today and I bought Spark. Spark's my younger brother. I brought Spark this like sweatshirt that I saw, and I immediately thought, oh my gosh, he needs this. And it's like just like this Ouija board on a hoodie. And he's going through his cute little e-boy phase. So I'm all like, this is him. I almost just doxed him. Like, my heart just dropped because I don't edit these and I don't want to have to edit this. But Spark bought it. And then we were continuing. Because I was with my friend. We were continuing to walk like through the food and stuff because we were looking for something to drink because we were going to be out still. And like there was sugar cookies. You know, like the sugar cookies, like with the frosting, like, I feel like everyone should know what I'm talking about. I don't know how else to describe them, but they're the sugar cookies. Like, they're crumbly, they're white, but the cookie's like white, and like, it's Halloween, so the frosting's orange, but normally it's like pink or yellow. Yeah, those sugar cookies. And Spark loves those sugar cookies, like loves, and I hate them, so I never buy them because I do most of the grocery shopping, so I you know, I control what comes in and out of the house for the most part. So I was like, oh, I'm gonna get this for Spark, perfect. And so I buy them, and then I look over, and then there's like the sugar cookies, like the actual like cookies, not like the crumbly cookies that like taste more real with like the sprinkles like cooked in, and like those are my shit. And, like, I only ever see them around Halloween time. So I saw them, and I was like, yes, please. And then I bought dry shampoo. Because a girl needs dry shampoo sometimes. I got a Monster. That's probably why I have so much energy right now. Because I drank a whole like, I chugged it right before I started, like, putting my PC together. And so now I'm hopped up on Monster. And, like, when I have energy drinks, like, my brain and stuff stays tired, but, like, my body stays awake. So I'm sitting here, like, having a lot of energy. Like, I'm being very visible with my talking. Like, I'm using my hands a lot, even though you can't see it. I'm sure you could probably hear it at some points. But my brain is like, I want to go to sleep. And, like, my eyes are, like, really struggling to stay open, which I don't understand because my sleeping schedule's been bad anyway. Like, me and my mom have gotten onto the same sleeping schedule because, like, some crazy shit happened a week and a half ago that, like, we've just genuinely so traumatic keeps us up at night. And so, like, her and I were on the same, sleeping schedule. Like, we've been going to bed at 5 in the morning. At least I know I have. And then she'll stay up texting me till, like, 4:30. And so, obviously, I have younger siblings. So my mom's getting up in the morning and getting my brothers up to school. Excuse me. I'm getting tired. But me, I don't go to school, and this is my job, so I don't have to wake up at a certain time. Like, I just set an alarm to wake up at 11:30 because, like, I don't want to sleep the whole day away because I don't like that. I like to be up for the day sometimes. Yeah. I forgot the point of that story. But anyway, happy October. I've been meaning to order art for my OC because I did know what I wanted to dress my OC up as, but I forgot. So if you have any ideas on what I should dress my OC up as, tell me now, preferably sooner rather than later, because art does take time to, you know, commission. It's just like last year, I'm going to do it, like, right before Halloween and get it on Halloween. Then there's really, like, no point into using it. Because, you know, in the content creation world, you need the shit, like, a month early, because you need to use it for that whole month. Whereas, like, in real life, you get your costume to use it one day. I really didn't learn my lesson last year, so I'm hoping to learn my lesson this year. But will I? We'll see. Yeah. I feel like there was something else I was going to talk about, but I forgot. This is a mess. But this is very genuine. This is what it's like to be my friend. Like, this is how I talk to my friends. My stammer is really bad right now. Like, if you guys didn't know that, I have a stammer. It gets really, really bad sometimes. Like, there are genuinely some times that I just can't say a word. Like, I was talking to my mom the other day, and I think, I was asking her to turn my brother's Wi-Fi back on. And so I'm literally sitting there on the phone with her, and I'm like, can you, and I literally just stop and go, and it was like, I felt like a broken record. Like, I just couldn't stop. Like, there was, and there was no reason. Like, I just couldn't ask her to turn his Wi-Fi back on. And I genuinely had to, like, stop, pull myself away. I had to go talk to my other brother for a second, you know, with my mom still on the phone, kind of like a palate cleanser. And so I'm talking to him for like 30 seconds, and I go back and I go, can you turn his Wi-Fi back on? And I think I stammered a little bit in between, but I got it all out. And I was like, my mom just like laughed, and I'm like, sorry, my stutter is being very stubborn. So, but yeah, this is what it's like. I'm high energy a lot of the time, like this. Sometimes, actually, it depends. But this is very genuine of me, I feel like.
Excuse me.
Because, you know, normally I come into this with like a general idea of what I want to talk about. But this time I'm sitting on my floor, like I'm procrastinating and I'm really tired. So literally there's no filter going on right now. Like whatever's coming up into my head is immediately coming out of my mouth. So you're just pretty much hearing like my raw thoughts right now. No filter. And I'm really trying hard to like when I'm talking about other people to not dox myself or like any of them. So but now I'm gonna be super self-conscious. Oh gosh, I'm gonna have to listen to this beforehand now. Which I know I should, guys. Also, I know like my audience is mainly like male, but I put on makeup today for like the first time in a while. I think genuinely this is the first time I put on makeup since like graduation, all the way back in June. So now I'm like talking like the works. Like I'm sure like, you know, I don't expect like everyone to know about makeup, but like I put on foundation, like contour, like all the whole nine yards. Like we eyebrows, eyeshadow, lipstick, like the whole nine yards. And then I looked in the mirror and I felt ugly. Just because I'm not used to seeing myself with makeup anymore. And it's been a day, let me tell you. I still have it on and I keep forgetting I have it on. And then I go to touch my face and it feels like makeup and then I feel grossed out and I want to go wash it off. But I'm like, if I wash off my makeup, I'm going to want to get into bed. And I can't want to get into bed until I have at least filmed something. Because I know at this point, I'm like so out of my filming rut that if I don't force myself to film, like I will never get back on schedule. And I need to get back on schedule. This is my job. This last month, all of September, I took a fat hit. Like my poor channel, it's dying now. Oh my god, stop. That's gonna make me cry. Yeah, I can't. No more break. Break has to be over. Like we can't. No. No matter how much I, you know, whatever. It's like making me anxious at this point. Okay. Cause you know, a girl gotta pay for college. Cause you know, my FAFSA didn't go through and my grants for some reason aren't being applied to me now. So I'm literally paying for my college completely out of pocket. And it's not cheap, believe me. It's hurting my wallet. And you know, my family does not support me going to college, so I'm not getting any outside help. In fact, my family likes to make life harder. Like I almost missed like two classes this last week because my family was being complicated, but you know, that's a story for a different day. And probably not the internet, because we're not that close yet. We're not that close. We're close, but not that close. So I have to just force myself out of this cute little rut. Just like I'm about to go force myself to make an NSFW audio. And God, I really, like, I've been debating it since my birthday about just hiring an editor for my NSFW audios. But at the same time, that feels really, like, weirdly intimate. And, you know, you guys, you know, I have my best friend, Varum, but, like, you know, Varum's, like, my brother, so, you know, and because he used to edit my videos all the time, and, you know, sometimes, like, he's occasionally will, but, you know, it's, like, you're having your brother listen to that, and that's just really fucking weird, and just, like, just thinking about that makes me really uncomfortable, so, you know. I'm stuck editing my own audios, which is like, I know, boohoo, you, whatever. But it's definitely not my favorite part of the process, that's for sure. So, but there will be content. Anyway, I'm getting tired and I still need to film. And these videos, like, you know, tend to take a lot to film. So, I'm going to call it here. We're already at 25 minutes. I think this is my longest ramble yet. And honestly, I could keep going for a while. But I'm not going to, because I should probably sleep. Because I have family coming over tomorrow. And I have, like, shit to do tomorrow, you know? Oh my god, my family's coming over tomorrow. I had to explain to my aunt today what I did. And oh my fuck, there's no good way to explain what I do. So if anyone knows how to explain what I do, that, like, will limit any questions but still give enough information where people aren't like, what the fuck are you up to? Please let me know. Because I'll be like, I do voice acting. They're like, oh, what company? And I go, YouTube. They're like, oh, what do you do? And I'm like, things, you know? Because, you know, one of my friends knows my channel, and he calls me the other day, and he moved away 2 years ago for college, you know? And he calls me, he goes, I noticed you had a Patreon. And I'm like, oh, fuck. I was like, yeah, I have a Patreon. It's like, and, like, his girlfriend was also on the phone, too. So I wasn't sure if she, like, if they both knew. Like, I knew he had seen things. Like, the fact that I do NSFW audios, but I don't know about his girlfriend, and, you know, that just, you know, it's just a little, I basically want to become a recluse and never talk to anybody, so I never have to explain what my job is. I also dread the day, you know, I find, like, a person who, like, I fall in love with, and then I have to explain what I do, because I've genuinely told people, like, oh, I do, like, you know, voice acting on YouTube, you know, those kind of things. And I've had guys, like, on, like, genuinely, like, real people who, like, know what I look like, who meet me as Bella and, you know, not as Nocir, be like, that's disgusting, you're a whore. And I'm like, oh, okay, sick, you know. And, you know, back then it used to bug me, now it really doesn't, because, okay, trolls on the internet. But it's like, ah, okay, like, thanks. And then I get, like, and sometimes it can give me a big head. I'm like, yeah, well, a lot of people listen to me, so, you know, like, kiss my ass, you know, but I try to stay humble, because really, this isn't something to have a fat ego about, you know. Anyway, I'm gonna call it here, otherwise I will never shut up. I hope you enjoyed this. I think I asked a bunch of questions. Okay, to reiterate, the questions I can remember asking: what costume do you think I should dress my OC up as for Halloween this year? Fuck, I forgot the other ones. Do you know how to describe my job without giving away too much detail, but enough detail that will eliminate any questions? I think those were the biggest questions. Those are the biggest questions that are sticking with me right now. So those are my questions for you if you made it this far, which is really far. So thanks for the dedication. I genuinely love you with all of my heart. You are amazing, and I hope you have a great week. I hope you have a great education, work. You know, I hope you eat some good food this week. I hope you drink a lot of water. I hope you get some good sleep, because good sleep is so important. I'm probably gonna sleep so well tonight, knowing I got some work done, and I'm gonna feel so accomplished. So I hope that feeling, like, extends to you too somehow. Just picture me, like, reaching through the phone and, like, giving you a hug, okay? Like, I'm hugging you right now. Big hug. Okay? You got this. You're doing great. You're doing amazing, sweetie. I love you. Okay? I will see you next month in the next ramble, okay? You're doing great.